Hayward, Chinese Media Calls 4th of July Dark and Confusing. By John Hayward on July 6, 2020. China's state-run Global Times decided to phone in its 4th of July editorial by cut and pasting a few insults tossed at President Donald Trump's Mount Rushmore address by American media outlets. The Global Times really loved all those U.S. mainstream media editorials that called Trump's speech dark and divisive. U.S. President Donald Trump delivered a widely criticized speech, in which he said the ongoing protests are a left-wing cultural revolution designed to overthrow the American Revolution. His remarks were criticized as a campaign speech aimed at consolidating his white supporters, and as giving deliberate offense to a group of Americans in order to please some voters. Critics accused Trump of not addressing all Americans and even failing to bridge the differences. This year's Independence Day celebration is indeed unusual. The superpower has become one of the most fragile countries during the COVID-19 pandemic. Its ability to control the pandemic and its adherence to humanitarianism have both fallen to the lower limits of human society. No matter how the U.S. government explains the situation, it will seriously harm Americans' sense of pride and the world's respect toward the country. The U.S. is being hijacked by a radical political culture and has lost the calmness and stability of a superpower in formulating policies. The U.S. no longer inspires other countries but coerces them in almost all aspects. Today's U.S. is consuming the precious resources it has accumulated over more than two centuries. The whole editorial reads like the Chinese authors just scrolled through a list of all the media's lies about President Trump's speech, cobbled together a few of the most egregious false statements, tossed in some boilerplate about how America's rambunctious democracy can never hope to compete with China's super-efficient fascism, and called it a day. Of course, the Global Times reserved its deepest distaste for the American political elites who are using extreme nationalism to unite society and win over voters by escalating the confrontation against China. Facing all these problems, the U.S. sees no way out, the Global Times wishcasted. It is muddling along. Very few U.S. political elites are sincerely committed to solving these problems. Most are trying to gain more personal benefits from chaos. For the benefit of those wise enough to trust neither American cable news networks or Chinese state media to translate President Trump's Independence Day speech, the White House has posted the full text online.